arriving in the body of this moment, supported by the earth, the floor, the cushions, the structure of our bodies. Balanced lightly on the sitting bones, the soft tree of the spine in its curves rises by itself, free from force. And it can be sweet to sway a little forward and back or side to side. Feeling for any binding through the curves of the spine, low back, dropping in toward the belly, back ribs, like the cradle of the heart space, opening in all directions out, and the inward curve of the neck, the soft spring that balances. The universe of the head floating on top. You can move just subtly or gently, almost not moving at all, but inviting the little tensions we find in the spine and neck. To soften into movement, allowing the jaw to relax, tongue can rest at the roof of the mouth, and the eyes relaxing, softening back into the sockets, eyes either softly open or softly closed. If you're a little sleepy or foggy this evening, imagining a soft floating upward through the head and crown, like the head is a helium balloon. As the head floats upward, the breath deepens through the column of the body. If you have energy tonight that tilts toward busyness or restlessness, anxiety, a little more speedy, focusing on relaxing down and back, letting the tailbone and sacrum drop, and settling back into your seat invisibly, like you're in a perfectly supportive chair. And allowing your weight to merge with the solidness of the earth. Our practice encourages us to find a middle path between the extremes of discipline and laziness, uprightness and relaxing downness, pushing forward and dropping back. And you can feel an oscillation between all of these primal qualities, primal dyads, in the movement of the breath. The in-breath drawing in energy, lifting the spine, and the out-breath softening, relaxing down and back. With the in-breath growing wider and taller, the out-breath deeper and broader. We practice finding the middle path between willfulness and surrender, between guiding our practice with the mind and letting go, receiving what comes by itself. And in general, the guideline is to go against the tendency of your personality. If you're good at applying effort, practice surrendering. If going with the flow to the point of a little sloppiness is your way, tighten it up a little. We go against our habits in order to see them more clearly, in order to unbind ourselves from their force. Even the beautiful qualities of mindfulness, focus, kindness, curiosity, if they become habit, they lose their force, their power. They can quickly become the image of themselves, but not really be serving us anymore. Habit is bondage to the past. So the end of habit is the beginning of a fuller, more liberating presence. Practicing in your own way, riding the breath and the body. Notice the tendency of the mind to wander. Feel the force of habit, of clinging, of confusion that fuels the distraction, the wandering. And don't just come back to the breath, but re-engage your passion for liberation. Take up the breath as if there's nothing more important in this life. Return to the body as it is, just now. From a deep embodied presence, free from habit. From there, all our power for real change, inward and outward, grows.